שלום, אנחנו לומדים את ההקדמה לתלמוד 10 הספירות של בעל הסולם. אנחנו בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, זה יוצא בעמוד 791, אתם מוזמנים גם להיכנס לאתר.
We're learning the introduction to the study of the 10 ספירות by בעל הסולם. We are in the writings of בעל הסולם, volume 1, page 309. Item 98, the writings of בעל הסולם, volume 1, page 309, in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 98. Now you can see that the question that the interpreters asked about the mitzvah of love, saying that this mitzvah is out of our hands, since love does not come by coercion and compulsion, is not at all a question, since it is entirely in our hands. Every person can labor in the Torah until he finds the attainment of his open providence, as it is written, I labored and found, believe. When one is rewarded with open providence, the love extends to him by itself through the natural channels. One who does not believe he can attain it through his effort, for whatever reason, is necessarily in disbelief of the words of our sages. Instead, he imagines that the labor is not enough for every person, which contradicts the verse, I labored and did not find, do not believe. It also contradicts the words, those who seek me shall find me, specifically those who seek whomever they are, great or small. However, he certainly needs to labor
until he reaches the degree of love and will feel it as in all my bones shall declare it. That's how it should be. That's a commandment, meaning a mitzvah, meaning it's a commandment to love in this world. We don't understand how it's possible. In spirituality, it's simply the quality a person acquires in exchange for his work and his labor. As a result, the reforming light influences us, just like he makes all the corrections and all the changes, and he does that as well. Clear? Any questions? No problem. Meaning we can reach the degree of love. It's not some lyrical concept, psychological concept, rather. It's a quality that expands in the will to receive of a person, the corrected will to receive, in order to bestow in the highest degree possible when he's included in Vlad. And in the other, and then he feels that this is the quality of the Creator. What is the love? It's the quality of the Creator that the creature acquires in its corrected form.
During the preparation, do we have any measure of attainment of what this love is?
No. Where will you get it from? What quality are we talking about? Loving the other? Do you have such vessels?
This is why I'm asking, because
You don't need to ask. You don't have such vessels. So, are there questions? No. Moscow. They have a question. Moscow.
Rav, а вот если человек ощущая изменения в себе, изменения в отношениях к товарищам и получает от этого наслаждение, это лолишма?
I now talked about love, that we can achieve it, whereas in our world, you cannot obligate someone to love something. But in spirituality, there is an obligation to reach love. and you shall love, as he says. Love the friend, love humanity, love the Creator. You have an obligation. You must reach love. So, this is what we talked about. Are you asking about this or about something else?
Yes, about this. If a person feels that greater love appeared in him toward the friends and he enjoys it, is this pleasure lolishma?
Who is asking such things? If he enjoys it, that is the fact that he is enjoying it. This holds him in the love. Or does he reach love and he enjoys the fact that he has reached love? He enjoys loving others in the direction of others? Or does he enjoy the fact that he has a feeling of love and it gives him fulfillment? That is what he should check. The question is not scrutinized.
USA, the San Francisco?
Is that San Francisco? No. SF? Is there somebody speaking there? San Francisco? We don't hear you.
USA SF. מדברים או לא?
Are you talking or not? No, don't bring them anymore. They need to prepare themselves seriously in relation to everything. So, what?
Pascal from Congo has a question. What can really help us implement all the rules that Rabash writes? They seem so difficult.
It is not difficult. It's really not difficult. If we, like children who are playing, if we want to actualize it in the 10, I'm telling you, you still have not made up your mind that you need to do it like children who are playing, as you play with cards, or it doesn't matter what, with 4 or 6 people sit, and they play. You did not agree between you that you're going to be playing in the 10 in order to build it. You didn't agree on this. Even like children who are building something as a game, you didn't yet agree on this. You're still, no one is looking at the other in the 10. So what do you expect to happen? But if you want to actualize it, the actualization, the realization is simple. And it is actually revealed in a gradual, very clear manner from one day to the next. However, you need to finally start doing it and not to wait 10 years more and 10 years more. Yes.
How do I convince my friends that I'm criticizing because I want to increase the love?
You don't need to persuade them. You need to do it, first of all. You have to do it. Why should you persuade them? Do you need to criticize loudly? What? No. So what's the problem then? Criticize to the extent that you can also ask for corrections over this criticism.
How do I approach criticism out of wanting to increase love, to add love?
First of all, you need to be ready for it. Ready. Yes. But without criticism, without a feeling of bad, without being critical, criticizing the friends, you will not be able to reach love. Love is revealed only on top of rejection, hatred, etc. Next, 99.
Item 99. From the above, you will understand the meaning of anyone who practices Torah lo lishma. His Torah becomes for him a potion of death. And also what they said about the verse, indeed you are a God who hides, that the Creator hides himself in the Torah. We asked above, it makes sense that the Creator is hidden specifically in worldly matters and in the vanities of this world, which are outside the Torah and not in the Torah itself, as only there is the place of the disclosure. And we asked further, this concealment that the Creator hides himself to be sought and found, as it is written in the Zohar, why do I need all this?
He wants to penetrate something which is very subtle, very gentle, the most subtle thing we have in reality. How do we reach the quality of love which is outside of us, and we, all of us, are as if in the opposite side? And by that we begin to discover already the source of love, which is the Creator. There are many discernments such that they're not truly included within our will to receive. Those degrees that are concealed where the Creator himself is. Well, we will reach that also. 100.
Item 100. From the above explained, you can thoroughly understand that this concealment that the Creator hides himself so as to be sought is the concealment of the face which he conducts with his creations in two manners, one concealment and concealment within concealment. The Zohar tells us that we should not even consider that the Creator wishes to remain in a guidance of concealed face from his creations. Rather, it is like a person who deliberately hides himself so his friend will seek and find him. Similarly, the Creator behaves in concealment of face with his creations only because he wants people to seek the disclosure of his face and find him. In other words, there would be no way or inlet for people to attain the light of the King's face had he not first behaved with them in concealment of the face. Thus, the whole concealment is but a preparation for the disclosure of the face.
But the most important is not that the Creator is hidden, but rather our exertion, when we seek for Him, when we seek Him, each one according to His qualities, each one according to how much the Creator is hiding Himself with respect to each and every one. By this, each one discovers the oviyut, upon which later on he will be able to discover the Creator. And that is the most important. So the exertion here, and there can be no concessions over the exertion, it cannot be cancelled. The exertion is that thickness, the coarseness in which the Creator will be revealed. Otherwise, he will have nothing in which to be revealed towards the person.
101. It is written that the Creator hides himself in the Torah. Regarding the torments and pains one experiences during the concealment of the face, one who possesses transgressions and has done little in Torah and mitzvot is unlike one who has engaged in Torah and good deeds extensively. The first is quite qualified to sentence his maker to the side of merit, to think that the suffering came to him because of his sins and scarceness of Torah. For the other, however, it is much harder to sentence his maker to the side of merit, since in his mind, he does not deserve such harsh punishments. Moreover, he sees that his friends, who are worse than him, do not suffer so. As it is written, the wicked and the tranquil in the world gained riches. And also, in vain have I cleansed my heart. Thus, as long as one is not rewarded with the guidance of revelation of the face, the abundance of Torah and mitzvot he has performed make his concealment of the face much heavier. This is the meaning of the Creator hides himself in the Torah. Indeed, all that heaviness he feels through the Torah is but proclamations by which the Torah itself calls him, awakening him to hurry up and give the required measure of labor to promptly endow him with the revelation of the face as God wills it.
כהפץ השם, ואהבן מאוד.
שאלות.
Any questions?
No.
Yes.
לא הבנתי, התורה נותנת חיים.
I didn't understand. The Torah gives life. And we're talking about heaviness.
But also death.
So what is the life and what is the death that the Torah gives?
Well, you can't have one without the other.
But what is life?
He creates both light and darkness. If a person doesn't study, he doesn't feel the darkness. He doesn't feel the rejection. He doesn't feel... He doesn't feel problems, difficulties, nothing. You see how good it is for people who are not studying properly. They pray a little bit, this, that, thank God, each and every day.
So, the difficulty and labor and connection, is this what...
The more you invest, yes. The more you invest, you have more problems, you have more questions, you have more obstacles, of course.
And this is called the life in the Torah?
This is called life. Yes. Yes, indeed. I have nothing else to add. The darkness is added so that you can be rewarded with light. Otherwise, you cannot discover the light, the advantage of light out of darkness. So what can you ask about here? You have to wait patiently, gathering more and more darkness, and accepting it as a necessary component, ingredient for light, if we truly want to reach spirituality. In spirituality, we build both the darkness and the light, and also the connection between them, and that's life. In the group, in the right way, it is all revealed with joy. If you connect and you discover it together, then the darkness, you also go through it in a good way, with joy, because you discover in it a purpose. Okay?
רב, לא כל כך ברור העניין של לשמה ולא לשמה.
לשמה and לא לשמה are not clear because it's constantly about being rewarded or attaining and receiving as if there's something sweet that awaits in the end.
Of course, yes. The purpose of creation is to do good to his creations.
But we just heard that the will to receive has no chance to admit something opposite from itself.
Did I tell you that you're going to get this pleasure in the will to receive?
So what will make the difference? As long as I'm in the will to receive, I can't bestow.
To enjoy. Bestow. to learn how to do it through the friends.
Isn't this a reward?
This is the reward, yes.
Is this called Lishma?
When I bestow and I enjoy the fact that I'm bestowing.
And is this Lishma?
It's called Lishma because in that I resemble the Creator and He enjoys from me. That I am in adhesion with Him, that I justify everything that He created. Well,
why do we say that we are similar to the Creator?
Who?
Say to resemble Him.
Who did you find that is...
Well, even now you just said, how do we act like the Creator?
If we are already on the degree of love, then we're similar to the Creator, yes? Because His whole nature is to love. Well, give it to Dudi.
What exactly is the labor that he's talking about? What is labor in the Torah?
Laboring in the Torah is that I do everything in order to scrutinize the gap between me and the Creator and to demand the reforming light over it. The Torah is the reforming light. It's not just a book where I learn what it says there, and I go to participate in some quiz game. Rather, it is the reforming light.
How do you shift from using the Creator into acting so that He will be revealed?
The fact that I work in order to discover the quality of bestowal and love, for me it is called the revelation of the Creator.
I use Him in order to invert my hatred?
I use Him in order to discover Him, in order to reach identification and adhesion with Him, because we know you from your actions. I cannot discover Him, I discover His actions.
And in what are His actions revealed?
In that I myself am in bestowal and love.
So the Creator is...
I discover His actions upon me. I am the result of the Creator's actions.
I use the Creator for the sake of the friends to turn my hatred in favor of the friends.
Yes.
And what brings Him contentment?
The fact that I use His qualities. I bestow. I bestow Him upon the friends as a conduit. Okay?
No, Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, everyone. I actually canceled the question, but I'll ask again. You said the Torah is reforming light and the Creator hides Himself in the Torah. Is this connected to the group somehow? Because we say He's at the center of the tent, center of the group.
If we want to discover spirituality, we cannot discover Him, but only through the ten. Read the articles of Rabash. I have nothing else to add here. Okay? Novosibirsk.
If the darkness is a means to discover the Creator and resemble Him, meaning the feeling of oppositeness from the Creator, so it turns out that the darkness doesn't exist. I'm constantly in the light. If through the darkness I yearn for the Creator, meaning the darkness leads me to Him, so basically for me it's light.
It doesn't matter what you call it. It doesn't matter. What helps us discover the quality of bestowal is called darkness. The quality of bestowal opposite it is called light. That's it. You can ascribe the words light and darkness to anything.
Roma.
Мы учим, что есть связь Ахураим.
We learn that there is a connection through the Ахураим, the posterior. You said that connection is love.
Yes.
So is a chaim love too?
I don't follow your twists. Speak directly. What do you have with the Ahoyim, the posterior? Forget about this. Study according to the text that we are studying. Are you talking about the kelim, vessels, or are you talking about a phenomenon? Love is what occurs within the kli, a certain measure of flight on the degree Dalet 4 is called love. Panim ve'achoaim are kelim, desires that are corrected accordingly. So, you have two things here, and you're confusing the two. Okay, Rome. Good. We had Vilnius already, we had Rome, Moscow again, Moscow.
Доброе утро, Раф. У меня такой вопрос. Вот есть.
Good morning, Rav. We have a question. For a long time now, we've had a feeling that the Creator is inviting you to His palace, and you say, "No, this week I'm busy. Maybe next week."
It's like that with everyone. It's not only you, and it doesn't seem to you to be this way. That's how it is with everyone.
So what do we do? How do we not agree to it? Because we're becoming, as they say, thank God I have my Torah mitzvot, I go to the morning lesson every day, I disseminate.
There is only one solution, one solution. Ask the friends that they will push you inside. The friends will push you, pressure you, kick you, and then you will get in into the king's, the creator's palace. Only in such a way you'll be able to reach there. By yourself, for sure, you will not. Thousands of people come almost to the opening and then they retreat. It says he explained there that he goes into the Garden of Eden and he follows the creator, then he goes ahead of the creator and then he comes out. This is one of the letters of Baal HaSulam. Which one is it?
Kiev.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот вы сказали только что, что любовь, которую...
Dear teacher, you just said that the love we reveal is a certain light from the fourth degree. Can you elaborate?
Again.
You said 5 minutes ago that the love we discover is light that comes to us from the fourth degree. What did you mean?
We have four degrees in the attainment of the Creator. The last degree is love. We learned that here, didn't we? We learned that in the introduction to tests. What's with you?
No.
We did study it. So, there are a few degrees. Complete eternal love is the fourth degree of love. It doesn't matter if you don't remember it. In truth, it's not a hindrance right now. Where are we? 102. Yes?
We just want to mention that the letter Rav mentioned is letter number 42, continuing item 102. This is why it is written that all who learn Torah, lo lishma, their Torah becomes for them a potion of death. Not only do they not emerge from concealment of the face to disclosure of the face, since they did not set their minds to labor and attain it, the Torah that they accumulate greatly increases their concealment of the face. Finally, they fall into concealment within concealment, which is considered death, being completely detached from one's root. Thus, their Torah becomes for them a potion of death.
How else is it possible? If, according to the feeling of darkness, the light is revealed, so then we have to be given more ego, desire, problems, difficulties, questions, bad mood, all of the things that are contradictory to the good who does good.
103. This clarifies the two names applied to the Torah, revealed and concealed. We must understand why we need the concealed Torah, and why is not the whole Torah revealed. Indeed, there is a profound intention here. The concealed Torah implies that the Creator hides in the Torah, hence the name, the Torah of the Hidden. Conversely, it is called revealed because the Creator is revealed by the Torah. Therefore, the Kabbalists said, and we also find it in the prayer book of the Vilna Gaon, Gra, that the order of attainment of the Torah begins with the concealed and ends with the revealed. This means that through the appropriate labor, where one first delves in the Torah of the hidden, he is thus granted the revealed Torah, which is the literal. Thus, one begins with the concealed, called sod, secret, and when he is rewarded, he ends in the literal.
This is simply an explanation, no more than that. Next.
104. It has been thoroughly clarified how it is possible to attain the first degree of love, which is conditional love. We learned that even though there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world, the attainment of the reward for the mitzvah exists also in this world. This comes to a person by opening his eyes in the Torah. And this clear attainment is completely similar to receiving instantaneous reward for the mitzvah. For this reason, one feels the wonderful benefit contained in the thought of creation to delight his creatures with his full, good, and generous hand. Because of the abundance of benefit that one obtains, wondrous love appears between a person and the Creator. It pours to him incessantly by the same ways and channels through which natural love appears.
Okay.
Oh.
Yo.
Are
you still here?
Tov.
Okay.
Right.
Moving on to the Shar Kavanot.
And we'll sing a song together first, and then move on to the Gatehouse of Intentions.
לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך חוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות למלא את כל הגחמות
כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הניסר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הניסר לגלוי lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la שהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא הניסר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הניסר לגלוי